Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas, daf Ayin Zayin, the last daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Brachas, and this Maseches Shiurim, as always, are sponsored by the Elman family. Dr. Michael Elman, Elman, Lili Nishbas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bailei, Basriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas, Rabbi Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So, we are on the bottom of Ayin Vavma Beis, where with the Mishnah yesterday, the last daf had the discussion of wine. Had wine. When do you make a bracha on the wine? So the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer had said, you can't make a bracha on the wine, Bari Paragafen, until you dilute it, until you add in the water, because it was, just raw, in a raw state, that doesn't have that special status of bracha, lama al yusa, unless you add water. And the Chacham say, no, you can make a bracha even if you don't add water. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zrika, B'shem, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chinina, Modim Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, B'koshal Bracha. The Chachamim argue on Rabbi Eliezer by a regular cup of wine. If, you know, you shouldn't be making a bracha, but by a koshal bracha, which has a special status, for kiddush, or for a wedding, or for pidyon haben, or for bris mila, any koshal bracha, so then they agree, shunosin lasocha mayim kolshu, that you have to add in, you have to dilute it, right? It's not, covet for the bracha, the Pnei Moshe quotes the Gemara, mitzvah min amuvchar, right? Mitzvah min amuvchar, you shouldn't use any non-diluted, not special type of wine for kiddush, for koshal bracha at all. And nehigin rabbanan behahin kisa de kiddusha. And the rabbanan were knowing this by kiddush, right? To put a little water in, put some water into the coast. There is a Sephardic custom to always add in, even if you have regular wine, bezmanazet, to add in a drop of water on top. Right, based on this, because in the olden days, even though the reason doesn't apply, they used to do it as a zecher. I remember my grandfather setting up my grandmother's candles, and he used to light the candles beforehand, and then put them out. Because in the days of old, it lit better if you lit them once beforehand, and then did that. Nowadays, no woman would, you don't touch my candles, you light them, I'm taking new candles, right? But again, that was from the old. Again, I don't know if that was what he saw with his, you know, when he was younger, but that's where to come from is to add a little water. Again, what you do for Kiddush here, the Gemara says that for a koshal bracha, especially for Kiddush, one has to have a higher standard. So to use diluted wine. So what's the best wine to use for Kiddush? So the Shulchan Aruch says white wine or red wine. Which one? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Beis, Mekachin Alai Yain Lavan, V'aramban Post Lola Kiddush Afilu B'di'evet, Avomavilin Alav. Right, the Minhag Gezeirah Rishonah, that you're allowed to use white wine, what we call white wine, is clear wine. Mitzvah mana muvchar, to use red wine, if it's the same quality. Again, on Pesach, there's a special din of red wine, zecher to the dam. But even on Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, as a bidyevet, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Reish Ayin Beis, ulukol yama mitzvah lachadchila lachzor achayayin adom, ela demein lo adom, o she'enu meshubach sfir le'yazutumut lachadchila, the Kaddish alavan. And that's what we generally assume. If somebody likes the white wine better, and it's a better quality, it's more, I'll covet the bracha, so then no problem to use that. What about grape juice? So this was a controversy 100 years ago. But exactly, if you take out the alcoholic content of the grapes, is that still a bari peragafen? Could you still use that for kiddush? And again, the consensus of the poskim has become that there's no problem. Rav Shmuel Pesach Frank already talks about this in his tshuvas. He wrote this tshuva in Cheshvan Tuf Reish Pei Zion. Pei Zion, what is that, 1927, right? So it's early. He wrote this tshuva, but he says, yeah, did hagrape yom, hu mitzanavim, right? That they right after they take out the alcohol content, that he says you can use it for kiddush and you make a bari peragafen, and that's what the accepted custom has become. So one can use grape juice. On what about bread? So we try not to use bread if we don't if we have wine. On Friday night we use bread over chamar medina. Right, if somebody doesn't have wine, so then one would use bread over Chamar Medina. But let's say Shabbos morning, one would use Chamar Medina if one doesn't have wine. One doesn't realize the lachadchila for a kosher bracha is to use wine. Period. That's the lachadchila. You know, and that applies for Kiddush, that applies for Havdalah, and the like. There are those that want to use chamar medinas. That's really a bidyeved, meaning that's the second level up. Right? To give kavod for the bracha, the best to use is a wine. What about yayin mevushal? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam shita, one is not allowed to use yayin mevushal, because the Rambam has explains the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra based on the various rishonim. What does it mean? The Gemara says that for kiddush you have to use yayin sheroy lanasech al gabi hamizbeach. Wine that can be poured on the Mizbeach. So Yayin Mevushal can't be poured on the Mizbeach. Is that what the Gemara is excluding for Kiddush? Or is it excluding something else? So the Rambam Pshita is that Yayin Mevushal is excluded. But the Rambam Paskins that way in Hilchos Shabbos. Ein Mekachin El Al Yayin Haroy Lenasech Agami HaMizbeach. Lefichach Imnesari Bodvash O Sa'or Vechulu. Then he continues, Yain Ra O Magula O Mevusho, Shein Makachin Alechem Mehan. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins against that. Shulchan Aruch paskins Mekachin, right? That the like the Ramban. No, Makacha Yain Mevusho by Yain Shesh Bodash. The Yesh Omrim, Shein Makachin Alechem. He's got to quote the Rambam. Yesh Omrim, a Ramah, Vaminag Lakadish Allah, Vafil Yesh La Yain Acher. Right? The Ramah says the Minag is to use Yain Mevusho if that is what you want to use. The big controversy. Not one of the controversies. The big discussion is about what about schnapps, right? The ikar. So we just said that wine is the greatest kavod. So if one uses schnapps, that's the second level. But if one uses enough schnapps for the wine, so then that wouldn't get into any other issues, as we're going to have later on today's daf about the shear. But the challenge halachically is that the usual amount of schnapps that somebody makes kiddush on is less than a revius, a regular shot glass. So then you have a problem, because what do you do about the shear? What do you do about the shear? So some later poskim quote, oh, the Taz. The Taz says nothing about kiddush. What does the Taz say? The Taz says about bracha achrona. Right, bracha achrona. We know that for a bracha rishona, any shear, any tiny amount, one needs a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona is only if one has a kizayis and a revius. But the Taz says, because when it comes to schnapps, because the amount that you usually eat, drink, is this amount, that gives a chashivus, and therefore you can make a bracha achron on it, even though it's less than the shear. That's the Taz in Simen Reish Yud. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Nothing to do with Kiddush. He says it by bracha achrona. But guess what? The Magen Avraham says we don't pass on like the Taz in Ilchus bracha achrona. Even in Ilchus bracha achrona, what, you're going to tell me that every food you go by, whatever the normal amount of that food is, ain't l'davar sof? Minchas Chinuch also discusses this. So, you know, hot peppers, this is the amount that you normally eat. And this amount that, what, every tiny food you go by a different shear? No, this is the shear the Chazal gave. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, you know, be'inan kishir, you always eat shear. There are stronger wines, there are less stronger wines, there are spicy foods, there are not spicy foods. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. So even in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, we don't seem to pass on like the Taz. But there are those that say, if the Taz says it by Hilchos Bracha Achrona, it's also good for Kiddush. And therefore, for Kiddush, you could use this amount, it's chashuv enough. So, as we just said, there are those, we argue on it, Hilchos Bracha Achrona. The Taz never said it by Hilchos Kiddush, who says it's the same shear. So, the easy way is just to have somebody else make Kiddush on a shear of a cup of wine, and then somebody can have the schnapps that they want, but not for Kiddush, right? Just to have it afterwards. Is there a basis? Oh, there are those, the Marsham has a tshuva, that he saw many of the great Gedolim Hasidic masters, that make Kiddush on it. Again, but that's the, lechadchila, it seems like a straight halacha, one shouldn't, but again, there are those that do, and, minag Yisrael Torahu. There are those that, try to defend it, that the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klaver, Rabbi Yitzvi Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, he's killed in the Holocaust, so he defends the practice. He says maybe in Aleph Chaf Gimel, maybe it has the status of a machal, not a mashke, because you don't drink it for thirst purposes. It's a machal, the shear is a kezias. So the shear is a kezias, which is a smaller shear. The problem with that is, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Chaim Balashin, if it's a machal, then you can't make kiddush on it. Right, you have to make kiddush on a mashke. Right, so you gave such a great answer, then you undermines that you can't make kiddush on, what, a soup? Right, it's not a beverage. Anyway, so that is the part of the discussion of schnapps. A number of kiddush issues on today's daf. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so what did we just say? That the Chum agreed that you have to dilute the wine in order to make kiddush on with water. Milsa de Rabiosa, pliga de Rabiona. So we think that this argues on the following, on Rabiona. Why? Because Rabbi Yonah tom kisa umisakin lei. Rabbi Yonah tasted from the kiddush wine, and then afterwards he fixed it. Let's say that means fixed it. That's when he added the water, Right? First he made Kiddush and he fixed it. What does that mean? He fixed it for the daytime Kiddush. Fixed it for the daytime Kiddush. He had it on a Friday night in the pure state, and then he fixed it. So itemer shu mazug, if you want to say that it was already diluted when he used it for Kiddush the first time Friday night, but that can't be. Vatani ashosem mashkin mizugin shavar lein alayla. If you use diluted wine that was left overnight, dama barosho, it's dangerous. So you can't say he used diluted wine the first time. It must be he used undiluted wine, and then in the morning, before he used it, he diluted it. So you see from there that there was a Rabbi Yonah that used undiluted wine. What do you mean? I thought you said that everybody agrees. Rabbi Yossi said that everybody agrees that by kosher bracha you have to dilute it before you use it. So doesn't this Rabbi Yonah argue? It's like our answers. The only time it's dangerous to have diluted wine left overnight is if it's in a metal kli. But if it's in a wooden kli or a cheres kli, there's no danger, and that's what he must have used, left it in. Say, maybe he diluted it beforehand, and everybody agrees for Kiddush, you have to dilute it, and it was just in a different type of kli. Okay, every line here has what to talk about. So again, fixing it according to how we just explained it is that it was non-diluted to diluted. There are those that say maybe it means that also that he was misaking it, that it didn't have, after he drank from it the first time, he didn't have a revius. So he had to add to the amount in order to make it a revius. And that's 100% fine. He drank from it the first time, so that will have also later on the daf. That's the issue of pagum. What does pagum mean? Tainted wine. That means wine that somebody drank from that wine. Lechatchila, we try not to make kiddush on or any kosher bracha on yain pagum, on tainted wine. If I poured it into another cup and then drank from that, then the first cup is not pagum. It's only if it's mamish drunk from. How do I unpagum my wine? The Shulchan Aruch says, just add some more liquid. Add more liquid. That unpogums my wine. It could be wine, it could be water. If I add a little liquid, so then it unpogums it. So therefore, somebody makes Kiddush, and they have 3/4 of a cup left. And then somebody else wants to make Kiddush again. You just add more wine. That makes it unpogum, it fills up the cup, and it gives it the shear. So that's what others say. The Haredim here discusses those opinions about, that's also part of the tikkun. We also never heard of leaving out Yayin Mazug overnight, but that's a Magen Avraham that's quoted in Simen Kufay and Gimel. Kufay and Gimel, that's the Simen in Arach Chayim that talks about fish and meat. Right? Yeredeya talks about it. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about, in what's that doing? Kufay and Gimel? Hilchos, Netilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bein Basel Adagim Kchova Litol, Bishim Tekashel Davar Acher, the Chamir Sakanda Meisura. Right? Ayin Yeredeya Kufta Zayin. Right? The Gemara says that it is dangerous to eat fish and meat together, and the Shulchan Aruch says they have to wash your hands in between. Again, this might only mean if you're using your fingers, not if you're using silverware. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's where the Magen Avraham says that the Efshar de Bizman Azeh ain't Sakana Kol Kach. The Magen Avraham says maybe nowadays we don't have such a Sakana. De Chazinon Kama Dvarma Muskarim BeGemara Shem Sakana LeRuach Ra V'Shar Dvarim. We see in the Gemara listing off many things that are dangerous. Via Idna Eino Mazik Dinishtanu Hativios. This isn't halacha, this is sakana. So if the sakana changes, nishanu ativim, so therefore the Magen Avraham sounds like one doesn't have to worry about it. So the minhag of most is still to have separate forks and separate plates regarding this. The Maharal has one line, Nidu Yud Zayin. That's where it talks about a number of dangerous items there. The Maharal has one line, he says, I'm not going to comment on this. This is Maral on the Chudushi Agados. I'm not going to comment on this because this has to do with skula. And ein laharich biskulos. Meaning, it's not just a physical danger. Seems like the Maral is saying. That there's spiritual dangers here that even if you think that, it's not dangerous, maybe, you know, one should still be makpid. Right? Ein laharich biskulos. That's all the Maral says. So again, by any of these cases, you have to know what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the fish and meat case. The Shulchan Aruch quotes by leaving over the wine with the liquid with the snakes. He says, Bizman Azeh, you know, based on Tosfos and Maseches Beis, Bizman Azeh, you don't have to worry about it. So interesting, why does Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch quote that changes, but this one he doesn't quote. Does he see a chilek between the two? Okay. We continue. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rishonim, the Rishonim. The Rishonim were not before the Gemara, but this just means the early generations. Rishonim, Ayushalim, small maushet to say, Eliyamin, b'koshal bracha. Right? You're supposed to hold the koshal bracha with one's right hand. Could the left hand help support the right hand? Could it help? The Gemara does not give an answer to that question. right, whether b'di'eved it can help. The Gemara just says, "Atshma mina tlas." You learn from the even the question, "Atshma mina atshma shuutzorach l'tofso b'yamin." L'chadchila is supposed to hold it with your right hand, right? Because the question is, could you support it with your left hand? But l'chadchila wants you to support it with the right hand. Zorach shadei yado gavom and ashochan tefach, and your hand has to be off the table at tefach. Because it wasn't, then you could just rest your hand on the table, right? If it didn't have to be lifted at tefach. V'tzorach shadei nosed einabo, and you have to put your eyes on it. What does that mean? So the chared. The Charedim says that this means figurative eyes. Notzin Einabo means Einei Sichlo Shelo Yasiach Daito Mimenu. That's how he quotes from the Gemara in the Bavli. They shouldn't have a Hesach Adas so it doesn't spill. That's what, how he translates Notzin Einabo. Other Mefarshim say no, it means literally. You're supposed to look at the coast. You're supposed to look at the coast when you make Kiddush, right? Or look at the wine inside, right? There are those that are makbid about that. So that's some of the halachas of Koshal Bracha. Pick it up with your right hand wise. If you look in the Taz, another Taz that we had the Magen Avraham before. So the Taz in Kuf Pei Gimel quotes that he heard from his father. The Taz often quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, but he doesn't quote his father too often. Shamati tame abi mori, kedei laharos chavivas kabbalas akos. I'm sorry, let me go back a step. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that we're supposed to pick up the kos with both hands and then put it in my right hand when I hold it. So, based on that, why? The Taz says, the pick it up with both hands, like the laharos chavivas kabbalah sakos. Shu choshik lekabo b'chol kocho. You pick it up with two hands, because you do, whenever you're excited about something, you want to show chavivas, you pick it up with two hands. V'acharkach yachzikenu b'yad achas, kidei shelo yehinira kemasui alav. But then you put it in the right hand. So if you keep holding it with your two hands, you're like, oh, this is so heavy. So if you then put it in your right hand, that shows that, no, you're lifting it up because of the kavod, and not because of the masui. V'yalchopanim hayamin ikar shehiya chashuva yosel kavod hakos. And you put it in your right hand because that's kavod of the coast. Right? That's in Hilchot Berachas Hamazon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mekala b'sheyadav ukshemaschel lavarech notlo b'yamino. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'lo yisayeh b'smol. Because it's a baya de lo ifshita, better not to have the left hand supporting, because just to be machmir. But then the Rama adds, what does that mean? Hainu dafka shlotika hasmol bakos. The left hand shouldn't hold the cup for support. But what is okay, avalim nosin hasmol tachas hayimin lisayeya mutter. Right, if your left hand is just holding your right arm so that your right arm can hold the coast, that's okay, says the Rama. It's just the left hand directly on the coast would not be covered abracha. And then lifted up a tefach, and then there are shulchan aruch quotes benosin bo enav shalo yasiach daito. Right, you don't have to see a daito. Beautiful. So that's the shulchan aruch in kuf pei gimel gimel. There. What about a lefty? What about a lefty? What does a lefty do with Koshal Bracha? So that, whenever you have one of these halachas, we always take out the Rav Chaim Kadievsky in Hilchas Tefillin, where he categorizes all halachas of righty-lefties into eight different types of categories. And he quotes this one. This is in category number four. Right, category number one, things that have to do with koach. Right, koach. So obviously you go by the person's personal koach, right? That has to do with Tefillin. Right, number two, things that have to do with the right of Hashem. Yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it makes no difference if you're a righty or a lefty. If it has to do with facing you as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That has to do, Yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pshita, Dazlina Basar Alma. You go by the rope. When you take three steps back, first you bow to the left. When you make a Berachas HaTorah, when you get an Aliyah, Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Levishas Begadim, possibly. Anyway, that's number three. Number three, Dvar Matzulim Belev, things that have to do with your heart, like which way you do Heseba. Right, that also makes no difference between righty and lefty. But number four, dvar matluyim bechashivus, things that have to do with chashivus, kagon, and sometimes there's a machlokas about some of these. Kagon achizas lulav v'yamin v'asrog b'smol yishba machlokas. Right, machlokas between the Bal Ha'itur and other Rishonim. What are you supposed to do? That's a machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. What should a lefty do for holding the dalin minim? That's a machlokas. Whether this has to do with chashivus, or has to do with other reasons, but he quotes le'inin lechos kos shel birchas hamazon v'kol davar shemavarech alav biyamin. He says that would be tali on this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says das paleiter, you go after the world, meaning you go after everybody, and the Rama says no, like the Rush, you go after person, you switch it. Right, a lefty would switch for dalan minim, and he sounds like that a lefty would switch for kosher bracha also according to Ashkenazic custom. He said, "Bezet tali gamke lino yimin tchilo v'lachlos b'smol lini roches of yivamach esvicha lachlos b'yad yamina." All different halachas. Okay, many others. Other categories which we won't go into right now. Okay, so let us continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Acha, Shlosha Dvarim Namer B'Koshal Bracha. There are three things that are said about a Koshal Bracha. There's more than three, right? The Gemara in Brachas has 10, and then the Poskim quote 4. And now here there are three listed, but we already had a few. But here's more. Malay, the Kosh should be full. Itur, it should be surrounded by other Kosos. That is what itur means, by little kosos around it. Umudach, it should be washed. The Gemara says, inside and outside. Not because it's dirty, because of covered of the bracha. It should be glistening. Mudach. Ushlasha mepasa echad. And all three are alluded to merumas in a pasuk. Not the pashup shot of the pasuk. But this pasuk has a lot of Kabbalah to it. If you look in the Ramban on this pasuk, it talks about, relates to, deeper issues. Naftali seva ratzon umalei birchas Hashem. Seva, right, satiated itur. That means it's surrounded, it's satiated with cups of wine around it. Ratzon mudach. It's nice and washed. And people look at the coast and they know it's not dirty and they're able to use it. Right, the Haredim says, dikashuhu mudach ritzon kal adam lishtoso. Right, anybody will drink it. V'lo avi mudach, if it's not washed, mishu istinis yirchak mimenu. Somebody's a germ freak, a little bit, so istinis, so then they won't want to drink it if it's not washed. Malay kimashma'o. Right, and full means, like mashma'os, one should try to have it full. Amar Rabbi Chanina, imasita kain, maksiv, and what's the rest of the pasuk? If you did that, what's maksiv tamon? What does it say afterwards? Yam v'darom yirasha. And we darshin, even though the pashup shot does not mean this, but yam v'darom at zocheh lirash ha'olam hazeh v'olam haba. Right, if you're makpid on the laws of koshal bracha, so then one will be zocheh olam hazeh and olam haba. How do you know that? So the Haredim again explains that really could have just said rush. Yam v'darom rush, he will inherit. So you have an extra yud and an extra hey. The beginning and the end of the word Yerasha, an extra yud and hey, and the Gemara says elsewhere that yud and hey are the two olamos. Ki b'ka Hashem tsur olamim. Hashem created the world with a yud and a hey, right? The yud is olam, right? Olam haba, olam hazeh, hey is olam haba, I don't remember. But that's the yud and the hey, that's the two worlds, and that's why you'll be zocha, the two worlds, if one is makbid. What's dafka, the kiddush, the koshal bracha, and the olam az olam haba. So the Rosh Sirlio just says, v'hamaskil yavin. The hamaskil yavin. So we're not such maskilim, but maybe many people out there are. I'm not. But anyway, okay. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Kos pagum ein mevarchan alav. Kos pagum, one shouldn't make a bracha on. How do you make it pagum? Ta'amo pagmo. If you tasted it, then it's pagum. If that's your only wine, then you can make kiddush on it, if the only one. But it's easy. Just put a drop of water in, then it's unpagumed. But ta'amo pagmo. Atshmamina tlas. Shmamina kos pagum ein mevarchan alav. You can't make a bracha on a tainted cup of wine. Kos pagum. V'tzarach shiyeh bo kashir. And you also see from here that it should be full. Full doesn't only mean the cup is full, but the shiyeh should be full. One has to have a revius, right? Well, there's two things here, two halachas. Number one, the cup has to hold a revius. And then what about drinking? So the halacha is one has to drink a rov revius, right? A cheekful. One has to drink a rov revius. Those are two halachas. So it happens sometimes. Lechadchila, the Shulchan Aruch quotes three opinions about this. Lechadchila, the Mekadesh should be the one that drinks the rov revius. Right, rov revius. Number one. Number two, what if the Mekadesh can't drink the rov revius? What if there's an elderly grandfather that you want to be mechabed with Kiddush, but he can't drink the rov revius? So what do you do? So second level, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, one other person should drink a rov revius. And therefore, you know, the grandfather can make Kiddush, and then one other person could get and drink a rov revius. The third level is, I think, the Gaonim, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that if everybody together, it's mitztaref, to drink the rov revius, so then it's okay too. But yeah, but we pass in that way in the Shulchan Aruch also. So that's another option. I remember one time, sometime I was in a shul, and all they had was schnapps. They didn't have They didn't have grape juice, they didn't have wine. So what do? You take a shot glass. No. Get a whole cup, right, of schnapps, and you can make Kiddush on the correct shear, and then you rely on the sheet of the Gaonim, which is also in the Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchas Kiddush, and you divvy it up, and together, they're mitzaref, and they drink a Rov Revius, everybody together, right? One person shouldn't drink a Rov Revius in that situation, but if you're there, you can have your, you know, have the shear, and just, split it up, and rely on the Rov Revius in that case. So you need a shear. So v'tamo pugmo, as we said, that's one of the shvaminas that you learned from here. Also, famous discussion of Rav Moshe, a couple of tshuvas of Rav Moshe that are famous, and this one for sure, about using disposable cups. You get a disposable cup for kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Arachaim Chela Gimel discusses the disposable cup Chela Gimel Simin Lamates Krosos Miniyar, and that's why it's best. Not to, because Rav Moshe thinks it's like a shavur. It's like a broken cup, right? It's not molly, it's like a shavur. So that's why Rav Moshe is not to use it. But there are many that point out a number of things for Rav Moshe. Number one, Rav Moshe might not be talking about our plastic cups and our, you know, cereal. Some people use plastic cups at the Seder. They make fancy plastic cups. Rav Moshe is talking about paper cups. The cups that once, you get it sometimes in a dentist's office. That, you know, once you put water in the first time, it kind of like disintegrates. And the cups that are not meant to last at all. A cup that you could use 50 times if you take care of. You know, is there a motion talking about those types of cups? Unclear. But, you know, it could be that is not. It could be that he's only talking about the paper cups that disintegrate once you use them. But even so, there are Tzitzel Eliezer and other poskim say that, if it's made to be a cup, it's made to be a cup. It's not called a shavur. A shavur is if you have a piece that's broken off. You know, but if it's meant to be like this, so then one would be able to use it. I just read Moshe's lashon. Al mebin she yakos na'e rak shakos kazeh kashu lebrechas bazur lekiddush. V'ra ani shakos shel niyar shu rak l'sha'a al pamzeh levad hu od garua dein lo shum chashivus shavade ein aroy lebrechas bazur lekiddush. Ak shalek kos acher ulay yish lahakel. Right? If you don't have any other cover, Moshe says you could use it, but better not to. So that's Moshe. But again, many poskim argue and. We mentioned also that it's not really in the sources, but according to Rav Moshe, would two paper cups make a difference? You can throw them both out. So the chara is 0 + 0 = 0. But there are those that put a double cup to give it more chashivus. So pashas is, according to Rav Moshe, you could if you don't have any others, you can use one. And according to the other post, you just use one, l'chadchila. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Tanchum Berab Yudin. Kavod Yom. Now we get the other halachas of Kiddush and Kiddush Hayom. Kavod Yom called the Mekav Laila. So according to the Pnei Moshe and to Lahalacha, what are we paskin? We paskin. Let's read the next line for a second. Kedushas Halayla Kodemus LeKedushas Hayom. Kiddush Friday night takes precedence over Kiddush Shabbos day, right? Because that's the Kiddush Daraisa, and therefore that's why Kedushas Laila comes before Kedushas Yom. But the meal, the more chashuv meal, is the daytime meal. That's the first line. Kvod yom kavod l'kavod laila. So if you only have enough money for a certain special delicacy in one of the meals, so then that's the day meal. That's some say that's where the minhag of chalent came, not just because it tastes better overnight, but because we want to have some type of special delicacy by day to fulfill this halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kvod yom kodem l'kavod laila. Even though the Kiddush Laila is Kodem L'Kiddush Yom. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Ezeo Kavod Yom. So what does this mean? Tosfos in Psachim. And Arvi Psachim says this means, what is the daytime Kiddush? I saw one of the Achronim in the back note that the daytime Kiddush, the Bavli calls Kiddush Rabba as a euphemism, right? It's not the great Kiddush. But it's just a bracha, right? What's the answer? Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yaakov, a bracha, Rabbi Blas, Rabbi Yosef Shem Bra, Boy Peragafen. Right, the daytime Kiddush is just Boy Peragafen. But I saw one of the Achronim in the back, the Or Yitzchak says, well, maybe that's, the Rishalmi calls it Kvod Yom. Meaning, what are you doing? It's not really Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. You're sanctifying it. You're just saying Boy Peragafen. You're being Mechabed the Yom. And that's why the Bavli calls it Kiddusha Rabbah. And the Yerushalmi calls it Kvod Yom, right? What's Kvod Yom? Bari Paragafen, right? That's what he's talking about here. So that's what the Or Yitzchak says about the daytime Kiddush. Rabbi Zrikan Bar Chamuid, Rabbi Zrikan, unclear exactly what Rabbi Zrikan, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Zrikan. What does that mean? Does that mean that it's his brother-in-law? Right, uncle, if he's looking at the Sefer Mashbiach in the back, he thinks that Bar Chamui is just a phrase. He says, Reb Zrikan, this is Reb Zrikan, the son-in-law of Reb Zrikan. Reb Zrikan was a son-in-law of Reb Zrikan. That's what it means. Bar Chamui just means that's what he was called. Chamui is Tevas Bar Chamui. He says, Kemo Bisfas Ashkenaz, Shvegerzin. Shviger. Right? Mikan Raya. First, he says, that means father-in-law. He says, Mikan Raya, Delo Kabdinan Beshemos, Shavin. Right? But he says, this Gemara shows that you want to, doesn't have to be makbid for the tzavar of Yehuda Chassid, that a son-in-law, father-in-law with the same names, and the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and a couple of the tzavas, but the Noda Yehuda already said it was just only for his family, and not for Klal Yisrael, but he quotes from this Gemara. He says, you see from here, that you don't have to be worried, according to his pshat of what this relationship is, a father-in-law and a son-in-law. And we got our Yiddish lesson of the day. Hizkir shel Chanukah be'eretz v'kil su'oso. He added in, he put Alanisim into the second bracha of benching, and it was Bekalisim. Right, that was the, that's what we do, right? We put it into Noda. Rabra, Bereja, Rabchia, Barba, Hizkir Dayan Emes Batova Meitev, in a Shiva house. Right, he added in, Dayan Emes into the fourth bracha, the Kilsu also, and, also, they praised him, he praised him about that. Why, what does Dayan Emes have to do with the fourth bracha? Remember, the fourth bracha is about, Yavne and the Haruge Beitar, right? After Yavne, Haruge Beitar, I meant. Shekashem, the Pnei Moshe says, Shekashem Shemavarchan ala Tova, Kach Mavarchan ala Ra. Ubezen nirish and makabel alav gzeres hamakom ba'ahava. You're makabel the gzer of the makom of a, and that's why you put it into there. Berbi barbere derab chia bar abba acha mahalech oinim mavarech. If you're eating while you're walking, which you shouldn't do, but then to make the bracha, to focus on the bracha, on benching, you should stop. You should stand. Achal omed, if you're standing, yoshev mavarech, you should sit. Achal yoshev esem mavarech, if you're sitting, you should lean. You should do something that's nikar, that okay, now I'm about to focus and bench. Achal mesem misate mavarech, and if you're already lying, then you should be misatef, right? There are those that are makbid to have itif, to put on a hat, when they, to cover their head when they are, benching. Misatef u mivarech, or those that say itif is already, any cover, but, this is where it comes from. V'masakein, and if you do this, harayu kamalachay asharis, if you do itif, then you're like an angel. My time, because angels cover themselves when they praise Hashem. B'shtayim yechase panavu, b'shtayim yechase raglov. Right, the pasuk by the angels, and that's why he's misatif. Look up at a bracha, just like the angels are misatif themselves. Okay, hadrolach shloshes she'achlu. Now we get into the parak elu dvarim shebein beishamay bein beisilel b'seuda. We've had a lot to do with seuda before. The Rishonim say, even though there was some machlokas earlier, remember we had in the sixth parak the parperes and the pas. There was a machlokas there about beishamay beisilel. But now we get into brachas that have to do with at the beginning of the meal, at the end of the meal, all related issues of seuda between beishamay and beisilel. So the first one, beishamay omer mevarach alayom berachakach mevarach alayayin. Beishamay says on Friday night, first you make the bracha of Asher Kadeshana b'Mitzvosav, and then you say Bari Peragafen. That's not what we do. Right, we first say Bari Peragafen. The first paragraph is Eidus. That's not really part of Kiddush. Right, Vayechulu Hashemayim, that's Eidus. But the first bracha is Bari Peragafen, and then you make the bracha on the Yom, Asher Kadeshana b'Mitzvosav. My Tamayu de Beishamai, what's the reason for Beishamai? So the Gemara here quotes, as the Bavli does as well, Beishamai says, Shekadushas Hayom, Garmali Ayin Sheyavo. Because, why do you make in Kiddush? Right? Why do you have the wine? Because it's Shabbos. Shabbos. V'karnas Chai Bekadushas Hayom, Ashlo Ba Yayin. Shabbos started already, before you get to the wine. Because Shabbos is the whole reason for what you're doing. That's why you have to make the bracha about Shabbos first, and only after that, Bari Peragafen. My Tamayon de Beis Hillel, Sheyayin Gorim, Lekadushas Hayom, Sheteyamer. No. The only reason that you're making Kiddush on Shabbos is because you have the wine. So the wine is Gorim to be able to make the Kiddush in this context, and therefore one should make the bracha Bari Peragafen first. So the one of the Mefarshim in the back asked, what did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's father do? Right, remember we had this question earlier. We had the question earlier back on Daf Nun Aleph. On Nun Vav and Aleph. Nun Vav and Aleph, we asked in the context of, if you remember, about Havdalah, about what, where should you make Havdalah, which bracha, what their parents do, right? And we explained then that things that happen all the time, so what they do here? So it must be, he explains, that, you know, that their fathers, at that point, it wasn't Nikvah. So there are svaras this way, svaras that way. So they did whatever they, you know, whatever svara came up, because the svaras are lishnei atzadim. But once it was nikva, so then you have to do, they were deciding at this point in this generation what the kfiyas should be for la halacha. But again, this is the question that we mentioned then. You could ask about what tefillin did Rashi's father wear, right? And, you know, a couple of other, the Gemara talks about what they blow shofar before Rabbi Avahu, what sound of shofar, of Shoram Trua. So it could be that at a certain time, you could do whatever you want. It was more flexible. But then they were koveya something for Klal Yisrael, and that's why they had to ask this question. Okay, we'll stop here.